Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from one of our special guests.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Let's give it up for Jesus, everybody in this. Come on, let's give it up for Jesus, everybody in this auditorium. Amen, amen, amen. Please be seated. Hello, home. Hello, church. I feel like at home. I feel like at home. Thank you so much, so very much, Pastor Jim and Pastor Deborah, for all of your, you know, years of input in our family, in our church, in our ministry. Thank you so much. Come on, let's give them a bigger round of applause. Mom and Dad in the house. Come on, somebody. Luke and Stacy, Dan and Jess, we love you guys. You are like our brothers and sisters. And it's so good to be here. I so enjoyed this worship tonight. I mean, it's good to have Backstreet Boys leading us in worship. Come on. It's good to have boys to men to come and lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My wife and I, we are so blessed. We've been pastors of the church called Hillsong in Kiev for 22 years, and now God is leading us to America. We're going to be missionaries in America. Can you believe that? I believe America needs missionaries now these days. I believe that. I believe it. We're gonna be building this brand new church called Dynamo Church in Miami area, and they say there are about 400,000 Russian speaking people live in that area, and they don't know Jesus. Most of them, I would say 95-98% of those people, they don't know Jesus. So we are so blessed that God has called us to this cold place called Miami, and you know what, my wife and I, it has been an amazing journey. We are moving 9 people from Ukraine to United States. 9 people, my wife and I, 2 kids. Our kids are grown-up kids. Our son, Roman, he's 28, and he's married to beautiful daughter-in-law. Our daughter-in-law, her name is Arina, and they have 4 beautiful children. So I am a grandpa of 4. Can you believe? I mean, I am a grandpa. I look at myself and I cannot believe I am grandpa. But we started very early. I was 3, she was 2. So that's how we roll in our country. I mean, when I saw Vera, I just could not get my hands, you know, keep it to myself. So she said, stop it there. All right. We also got our beautiful daughter, Diana. 9 people are going to Miami to start a church. Please pray for us. As a matter of fact, let's pray tonight for this message I have in my mind. My message is going to be called God the Builder. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Father God, you are so awesome. You are so awesome. Father God, we've been through this weekend, and Father God, you did so many things in the ladies at the ladies conference already. And we ask you, Father God, seal everything what was said and everything what you started to do in those ladies' hearts. Because when the ladies are free, the families are free. When the ladies are enjoying life, husbands are going to enjoy life in Jesus' name. Father God, we bless this place. We bless Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We love this house. This is our home on the West Coast. And Father God, please bless my lips today. I don't want to speak. Holy Spirit, you speak. You speak your words of wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Come on, let's give it up for Jesus one more time in this auditorium. My message called God the Builder. God the Builder. Not Bob the Builder, God the Builder. Because you know what? Bob cannot build your life. God can. Can I hear amen? Bob cannot build your life. God can build your life. Sometimes we are so stiff and we want to do it ourselves, but we need to let go and let God build our lives. Not in a million years. I would I would not in the wildest dreams I would imagine myself standing today on September 18, 2016 in Rock Church talking about building a church in Miami. Not in a million years. But when God is involved, miracles can happen. Miracles can happen. And I'm praying today that we're gonna let the driving wheel of our lives to God. Let Him build your life. Come on, somebody. Let Him build. He is a master builder. He can do amazing stuff. I love these words of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 10. Bible is talking about this guy called Abraham. And it says in the Bible in Hebrews 11:10, for Abraham was looking forward to the city. Come on, say with me, city. He was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Whose designer and builder, in one of those, English translations, it says, whose designer and builder is God. I love designing clothes. Any lady in the house tonight? Anybody loves designing clothes? I mean, I like to go to Walmart for 5 minutes. But I love designing stores and stuff like that. When we come to here, we go to Cabazon. Come on, somebody. We go to designer stores. You can go to Walmart, but you would never say to somebody, let's go to Walmart just to spend a couple of hours of our time. Right, Luke? You would not say this to Stacy. She would just, what are you talking about? Who would go to Walmart for 2 hours, just walk around? Why? Because we love, if you're going somewhere, it should be somewhere nice. Come on, somebody. And you know what? I love this about our God. Bible says our God, He is a designer and He is a builder. He can build your life. He can build my life in a perfect way. He is such an amazing designer and builder. God knows how to build something from nothing. He takes nothing and He builds something. In Genesis, we can see how He proved Himself as the best builder ever. He knows how to build your life, how to build your business. He knows how to build your marriages. Come on, somebody. He knows how to build your career. He knows how to build your kids' life. Everything what we need to do, we just need to let the wheel into His hands. Because He is a master builder. He doesn't want you to go alone and be alone and figure it out everything what has happened in your life just by yourself. He wants to build it with you and He wants to build it for you. Bible is actually talking a lot about building. As I said before, I can see in the book of Genesis chapter 1, for example, this book tells us a story how God created and built everything in the universe and what it represents. And the way God builds is very, very wise. Bible is actually telling us that first He created heavens and the earth and the air for us to breathe. He created light, day and night. He created dry land, the earth, for us to stand. And this earth brought vegetations, plants, trees, living creatures of their kind, animals. And only after that, God created a human being. Have you noticed that Adam was His ultimate creation. He was looking forward to create a human being, but he took His time. Come on, somebody. He took His time. He was so wanted to create Adam, but He did not create Adam straight away. First of all, He created a dry land, California, to stand on. He did not put, Adam to Pacific Ocean and He said, you know what? Oh, I forgot to create a land for him to stand on. You know, you swim here for 5 billion years until I create that. He did not create a human being before He created an air for him to breathe. And then Adam started to faint because God forgot to create. No. He created everything by stages. And sometimes we don't like the stage we are in, but you know what? God putting up the foundation after foundation. Oh, come on, somebody. After foundation, after foundation. God is an amazing builder. Every time when God creates something, he look at it and he said, it was good. It was good. You know what? I look at my life. I don't know, many of you don't know our story, and it doesn't matter. We all have our own story. And if you are looking at your own life, you can see and you can say, everything we went through in our lives, it was good. Thank God for all the challenges in our lives. Come on, somebody. Thank God for every war we're going through in our lives. Thank God for everything, because this has made us who we are today. By the way, do you understand my English? You guys need to understand my native language is Ukrainian. I'm thinking in Russian, I'm speaking in English, and I'm praying in tongues right now as I speak. So you don't want to mess with this head right now. It's crazy. Every time God looked at everything what he built, and he said it was good. Why? Because God is building everything with wisdom. And result is always good. He did not brought Adam before he create everything for Adam. You know, God is building everything stage by stage. We can look at another words of our God. For example, when he said, I will build my church. You remember those words? I will build my church. And you know what? When God is building his church, no communism, no capitalism, not anything else can destroy it. Come on, somebody. You know, devil was trying to kill the church of Jesus Christ in our land. But yes, maybe the church went underground, but it was still alive. And the right time came, and you guys sent missionaries to Russia and Ukraine. The church has blossomed. Why? Because God is building his church. God is building his church. He said, Jesus said, I will build my church. And we know he's a designer. He's a builder. He's a master builder. Somebody said about my leather jackets and stuff like that. I love this stuff. I love designing clothes. I am a musician. And you know, when you are a musician, you are always musician. You cannot be ex-muso. You always muso. Right? Right, guys? Yeah, you know that. Yeah. Jackets and chains and some stuff never goes away. Hallelujah. I remember when I started to learn English, I knew five words: mother, father, sister, brother, and AC/DC. So and then they told me that AC/DC is not even the word. So my knowledge of English language come down 20% straight away. What's up with that? In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1, it says this: wisdom has built her house. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. And this tonight, at this service, in the next 20 minutes, I want to speak to you about seven things which I believe involved in every building process. Every building, as a matter of fact, every one of us, we are building something. I'm not a builder myself. I never build a house or a dog house or a tree house or anything like that. Although I have kids, I have grandkids now. I never build anything with my hands when it comes to hammers and nails and all of that stuff, because I am a muso. But the fact is, we are all building something. I built the church in Kiev for 22 years. I'm going to build a church in Miami thanks for Holy Spirit and His help. Come on, somebody. I'm building a family for 30 years. I'm building my son's life and my daughter's life and my daughter-in-law's life and my four beautiful. Oh, I miss them so much. Those crazy bunch of people. It's a soccer team is waiting for me in Miami. Four of those. They are so crazy, those boys. And I cannot wait to see how God builds their lives. Because remember, He is a designer and He is a builder. So sometimes we need to move our hands and let God do His job. As I told you, I am a musician, so I am not a builder when it comes to hammers and nails. But everyone, we build something. So I want to speak to you about these seven principles, which I believe involved in every building process. Maybe you are building today your family. This applies to you. And I am praying today that my words, well, not my words, I believe Holy Spirit puts these words into my mouth, is going to help somebody in this auditorium, in whatever building process you are going through. Maybe business, maybe a church, maybe family, maybe anything, you name it. You can put those principles into the work. Number one is this, building process is a peaceful process. Building process is a peaceful process. Come on, say with me, peaceful. Come on, say peaceful. I love what it says in 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 3, it says this. Solomon is writing a letter to another king. He was trying to build the house of God. And he says these words to another king. He said, you know that my father David was not able to build. Come on, say with me. Was not able to build. Was not able to build a temple to honor the name of the Lord his God because, say with me, because of the many wars waged against him by surrounding nations. He could not build. Come on, say with me, could not build. He could not build until the Lord gave him what? Victory over all his enemies. But now, I love this, but now, the Lord my God has given me peace on every side. I love this. He's given me peace on every side. I have no enemies and all is well. Anybody would like to be in that stage of your life? All is well. I got no enemies. Everything. I got peace. I got no enemies. All is well. And listen to this. So I am planning what? To build a temple to honor the name of the Lord my God, just as he instructed my father David. Listen to this. He says, so I am planning to build. Can you guys go back one verse to verse 4, please? If we can do. He said, I have no enemies and all is well. And the next verse, so I am planning to build. Many of us, we are planning to do something, but we don't know the circumstances we are in. Come on, somebody. We are planning to do, see this stuff here. It says, all is well. I have no enemies. All is well. God giving me peace on every side. So I am planning to build. Many of us, we are going exactly opposite. We are building something and then we take care of the rest of the stuff. But God says, you know what? Building process is what? Peaceful process. You need to make your whole family in peace. You need to make your, you know, the church leadership in peace. Come on, somebody. What would happen if my wife and I would argue all the way about moving to Miami? What would, you know what? No. This would not happen. We had peace in our family. Come on, somebody. We had peace in our family. We had peace between of us. And Solomon said, so I am planning to build. Everything is sorted out. All the questions are solved. I got peace in my land. I got peace in my church. You know what? One of the things I am praying today for Miami Church, God give me people who are there to build. Not to fight, not to get a position, come on somebody, because sometimes people, all they want a position in church. I said, no, give me a discerning spirit, Father God, and give me people who are there for your reasons. Come on. It is so interesting when you remember Apostle Paul was praying one day and he wrote this letter to Thessaloniki and he said, please pray for us, you remember this, so we could be delivered. He said, please pray that we could be delivered from unreasonable and wicked people. He's talking about church. And Paul said, please pray that we could be delivered from people. I mean, what kind of pastor is praying this kind of prayers? You know what kind? Wise pastor. Not wise. Praise, oh God, give us anybody. No, I don't pray that. You know what I pray for Miami? Give us right people. And deliver us from unreasonable and wicked people. Because you know what? You might lose dozens, but you will gain hundreds. You might lose dozens who all they want to do is just, they just want fight. They're not there to build. You want to lose them in order to get hundreds of great people who are there to build with you. Come on, somebody. When it comes to business, same principle. Deliver us from unwicked and unreasonable people who all they want just money. No. Let God give us right people. Come on. Young people, young boys and girls, you pray today, God, give me a right husband. Give me a right wife in Jesus' name. Does it make sense, guys? I believe number one, building process is a peaceful process. Number two, building process is an expensive process. It's always expensive. Anybody try to build something? You budget your house, your new house for, let's say, $100,000. It's ended up with $140,000. It's always like this. It's always. And we need to be able and prepared to understand if I want to build something, it's going to cost me. If I want to build a church in Miami, it's going to cost us, whole family, kids, grandkids. It's going to cost us that sometimes we're going to sleep on the sleeping bags. That's what we are doing right now in Miami. It's going to cost us, it's going to cost our family, it's going to cost our money, our pockets, our everything. Jesus said in Luke chapter 14, verse 28, don't begin until you count the cost. Don't begin. So many of us, we are people of faith. We got the idea and we run straight away. No. And Jesus said, don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first, come on, say with me, first calculating the cost to see if there is enough money to finish it. Back in the day, we had those things called calculators. Now it's all iPhones. And in our church office, back in Ukraine, we had, you know, bookkeepers and financial people. They were all sitting with calculators. You know what? I never saw person with calculator on a run. No, I'm painting a picture. I've never seen person with calculator doing this on the run. No, you don't do this. But you know what you do? You never start something without first what? sit down, dude. Do your homework. We hate this word. We don't like it. But God said, count the cost. And when you count the cost, and you say, okay, I count my cost. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm 46 years old. I'm sorry. And when you count the cost and you are ready to pay the price, that's when you move. That's when you start to do. Come on, somebody. So many of us, we don't count the cost. You know, we started the church in Moscow in 2007 from Hillsong Church in Kiev. We started the church in Moscow, and the original idea to start a church in Moscow came to my mind and to my heart, I believe, in 2002. What did we do between 2002 and 2007? Oh, you were lazy prick. No, I was not. I was counting the cost. Come on. We figured it out. Moscow is, back then, it was the most expensive city in the world. So we are like, okay, so we need to bring praise and worship team to start a church in Moscow. It's between two countries. Kiev in Ukraine and Moscow is in Russia. There are 600 miles of really bad roads in between those two cities. It's not like USA, I-10. You guys are all, oh, it's such a traffic. You got a road! You got a road! So we started to figure it out, all right, what is going to take us to start a church in Moscow? We decided we're going to bring the team with us, so plane tickets were too expensive, train tickets were too expensive. We decided we're going to buy a bus and bus them between one city and another city, 600 miles on really bad roads. 600 miles. So we figure it out, all right, because I need to speak in Kiev every Sunday. We're going to put a church service in Moscow on Saturday morning. So people would leave on Friday, 2 p.m. They would get into the bus and they would drive for 18 hours one way on really bad roads. They would come to Moscow on Saturday, 6 a.m., 7 a.m. They would do a church service at 11 a.m. for sons. And they would jump in that bus and they would drive another 18 hours back home. And you know what? The most amazing thing, people were fighting for the seat on that bus. We did it for 6 months. We have this little thing called snow in our country. So we figure it out, we have this window of 6 months between snow and snow to do those trips. And in 6 months' time, we already established praise and worship team in Moscow. The church took off. It was amazing. And you know what? When I was sitting between 2002 and 2007, I was calculating all of this in our minds. We were doing all of this with our team. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you need to calculate. I love shoes. Do I have friends in this auditorium? Any ladies? Any ladies, you love shoes? One day, yeah, come on, somebody. Danisa, you love shoes? Okay, yeah, my friend. One day I was flying to America from Europe and I went to this shop. I was flying through Germany and I went to this shop and I saw this one at the airport and I saw this wonderful pair of shoes. And I did a mistake. I tried it on. You know, when you're trying on the shoes, your mind starts to work in different direction. It starts to give you reasons. It's not like you like the shoes, it's like you need the shoes. Right? Because I thought I'm going to Rock Church, World Outreach Center. I mean, there are some sophisticated people out there. I need those shoes. I love those shoes so much, Pastor Deborah. I loved it so much until I saw the price. It was like 400 euros or something like that, which comes together to $28,000. And I'm just kidding. I took that shoes and I put it back. Now, the question, did I like the shoes? Yes. Was I ready to pay for the shoes? Because when I count the cost, I am dead because my wife is gonna kill me. I said, no, it's not worth it. No, I wanna leave. I wanna leave. Come on, but you got the point. Come on, somebody. Come on, let's give it up for Jesus, somebody in this place. Every building process is expensive process. I got 5 points and 5 minutes left. Let's see how we're going to do this. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Brian Houston, he said this thing. I love it. Great churches are not built by gifts and talents of a few, but by giving and sacrifice of many. Count the cost. Count the cost, somebody. Number three, building process is a unique process. Every building process is a unique process. I'm pretty sure when Pastor was building this place and this auditorium, it was so unique. You got into unique problems. Come on. When you are building something, it's always unique. And I want to speak a little bit to you. Do not compare your building process to someone else's building process because they are totally different. It's unique. Somebody said to us one day, you know, Zhenya, when we were ready to start a church in Moscow, they said, don't ever expect what you had in Kiev back in 1992 to be repeated in Moscow in 2007. And you know what? It saved me, this advice saved me so many sleepless nights. Because back in Kiev in 2002, it was a revival. God was moving so powerfully. These guys came from America, from Australia. They could speak about bananas for 15 minutes and 500 people would got saved. You know, I'm telling you, it was open heaven. Open heaven. And somebody told us, do not expect the same result what you had in Kiev to be repeated in Moscow. And oh boy, were they right. When we started church in Moscow, nobody came. Only our praise and worship team. And the first few services, we had like 30 people and 17 out of 30 were from our praise and worship team, from that bus. We were counting everybody, people, cats, dogs, mouses, everybody in this auditorium. But you know what? It's such an unchurched society. You look at the professor's eyes who would come to church, and he's a professor. And they would never heard about David and Goliath's story in their lives. When you give the altar call, because I remember how pastors in Ukraine give the altar call, 500 people would come to the stage for the altar call. But in Moscow, when you give the altar call, nobody raising their hand and then somebody scratching their neck and then, oh, I see that hand. Come down here, come up. I'm telling you. Back in Kiev, you don't do anything, people got saved. But in Moscow, you do aerobic thing, you acrobatic stuff do. You do anything you can to get people saved. It is so interesting. Never go to that comparison. If you are in business with someone, never compare that business to someone else's business on the same field. Come on, somebody. Because we have this tendency, we want to compare. Oh, how do they do it? Oh, we want to have the same result. No, it's never like that. It's a unique process. It's a unique process. You know, it's even with kids, you know, one child is growing up that quickly and he's handsome and tall and everything. And the second child goes, ding. And you go like, what's wrong with you? Nothing. He's a smart one. Just trust the Lord, because He is what? Designer. Come on, somebody. Number four, building process is a team process. I love this. We all need a team. And Pastor, thank you so much for being a part of our team for such a long time. You guys, you are just part of our team in Miami. We are not building this thing in Miami on our own. We need a team. I so love how this guy, Solomon, when he was writing these letters to other kings. I mean, we all know about Solomon, the richest man on earth. He could just pay everybody, but you know what? He would write this letter to this king and he said, I need your workers. He would write a letter to this king and he said, I need your metal, I need your wood, I need your everything, I need your masters, I need your professionals, come and build this place. Because you know what? This house is too big for me to build alone. Number five. I like number five. Building process is a professional process. I love coming to churches like Rock Church and listen to your praise and worship. I mean, these guys, they can sing. Oh, come on. When I was watching your bass player, oh, come on, somebody. I just want to hijack him with me to Miami. I mean, I asked what's his name. His name is Angel. Oh, you are like an angel, man. Can you just fly to Miami? You guys, these guys are so professional. Come on, give them a big round of applause. And that's what I love about this church. It is on such professional level. Sometimes people come to me, oh, Pastor, do you know this girl? Why cannot she sing in your worship, praise and worship team? And I'm like, let me talk to you for a second. You know, they go, oh, she got such an amazing heart. And I'm like, you know, the problem is, only God can see her heart. The rest of us, we could hear her voice. Go and do something else. You don't need to be on the stage. I'm not mean, I am a pastor. And I know what I want to build. All of our lives, my wife and I, we lived in apartments. We love apartments. I mean, we lived in Europe, and in Europe, they all live in those high-rise building apartments. And over the years, God has blessed us with a couple of really nice apartments. We own penthouses and things like that. You know, God has blessed us tremendously. But when my wife and I, we became grandparents, we started to like the grass. You know what I mean? So we started to dream about our own house, especially when you go to places like USA and you see all of these wonderful houses. And you know what? One day we're going to build a house. And can I say you this? The house which is going to be built is going to be built by professionals, not by Christians. I mean, if professionals are Christians, that's great. But you know what? Sometimes people got these good intentions, but they cannot do anything. Can I say this, church? We need more professionals in our churches. We need more professionals. God is a designer. He is a builder. We need more professionals in every sphere of life. When you are talking to a person and you're doing the counseling session, you want to speak to a professional. Come on, somebody. Not just to a person with a great heart. And I believe God can bless anybody with good hearts in some field to become a professional in your own field. Number six, building process is hard process. It's hard. Any builder can tell you this. It is hard. It is very, very hard. And sometimes people, they don't want to do hard job and they leave. And you know what? Over the years, I've been pastor for 22 years. And over the years, I am on a journey, because when people come to your church and then you cast the vision, you do this stuff, oh, we're gonna build this, and you're gonna press, and some people, they are just falling apart. And you know what? That's okay. Pastors, that's okay. Some people are not ready to pay a full price. But you know what? They are there for a season. And you know, sometime when you put a rocket out there in the space, you have those rocket boosters. Are you following me, guys? Are you following? And sometime God is going to use rocket boosters in your own life just for a season. And then they deviate. And I thank God for those people. They come to you for a season. They help you to go to the orbit. Come on, somebody. They bless you and learn how to say thank you to those people. Because not everyone is ready to pay the ultimate price. Number 7. Which should be really number 1. Building process is an anointed process. Can we have somebody to play keyboards for us, please? Anybody from, just help me to get my last point more anointed. Thank you. Thanks, buddy. He's a part of Backstreet Boys right there. Can we all stand? I'm going to pray for anointed today. As I said in the beginning of my message, we are all in some kind of building process in our lives. Maybe you are building a family today. Maybe you are building a business, a church. Maybe you are building something. I don't know. Maybe you are building your career. We all need God's anointing, because you know what it says in Psalm 127 verse 1. If God does not build the house, people's labor is in vain. If God is not building this, if God is not going to build Miami, Dynamo Miami, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't need to do it. If God is not going to build your marriage, your career, your business, your kids' life. Father God, I'm so thankful for this amazing group of people. I'm so thankful for these families in this place. In the last 24 hours, I'm thinking about ladies who were so blessed by this conference. Father God, we need your anointing. You speak to God right now. You speak to Him right now about your building process you are going right now. You tell God what building process you are in and what anointing, what the process you want Him to anoint. Father God, I'm thank you for any building process right now which we are going through. I ask you, Father God, to bless all the families, all the businesses, everything, Father God. In these hard economy times, in these challenging times, Father God, we need your anointing. We need your ideas, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for everything. We don't want to do it alone. We want to do it under your anointing. With you, Holy Spirit. Come on, take a minute right now. Take a minute and really pray right now about your own building process. Father God, thank you. Thank you for all of these wonderful people. Thank you for all the challenges. But Father God, you are building foundation in somebody's life right now, because you are wise builder. You are amazing builder. You are amazing God. You are designer and builder of our lives. We don't want to do it alone. If you are husband and wife, just say to each other, we don't want to do it alone. We need God. We need God in this. Please close your eyes and bow down your heads right now.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.